A gentle word. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. A gentle word. We live in a world of busy. And the most busy thing in a world that is busy is our mind. Our minds are soaring away with ideas and concepts. We're thinking of going visiting friends and figuring out where they live and how far it is away from here. And we're thinking of how long it would take to visit these friends. And then we think how the dogs are doing. We're thinking about the weather outside. And in the wintertime, it's frightful. And in the summertime here at 110, it's delightful. And a gentle word makes all these things tolerable, makes all these things tenable, makes all these things an enjoyable experience. But a heavy word makes them terrible. Like you think the weather outside is terrible in the wintertime, the snow and the rain and the hail and all that wind coming down, very blustery and very uncomfortable. People love it. People love it. They love to live in that weather that has several aspects to it. And here in Campo, it's a dry type of weather. And here it's 110 today. And sure, it's really warm, but the house is air conditioned and it's very pleasant. And so we have a very lovely, a very gentle place to be. And when we go outside, we know it's only going to be for a few minutes from house to house, and the house may be a mile away, but it's only a little distance, and we don't think anything about it. We just think that's what it is. And we look around, and other people have ungentle words to say, and we say, I surround this property with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness, and I know that all is in divine order, and all is perfect, and all is beautiful. And so as I make these statements, then that's what it is. These are gentle words. And what we want to do is always to speak gentle words. When we can speak gentle words, we have gentle experiences. And gentle experiences are what life is all about. Now, who wants to have accidents? You know? People say, have a safe journey. Well, safe from what? That's not a gentle word. That's a terrible word. That's a word that behooves the possibility of something not nice. And did everything come out all right? That's not a gentle word. That's a threatening word. A gentle word is everything came out perfect. And drop it and let it alone. And the person says to themselves, my gosh, it was a tough experience. But they're right. Everything came out perfect. It was really tough, you know? And it's not gentle at all. And it came out all right, you know? You see, we forget to look that it is a gentle word, a gentle experience, a gentle happening. And we forget to look at that because we're so bound up in the busyness of the activity itself, of the car incident, which was nothing at all, or other things. Now, I would like to say something, but I don't dare say it because it's putting a cause in motion that I don't want to put in motion. Mm-hmm. But I will just allude to it by saying, it is wonderful how all our aircraft are flying in the happy skies and they're taking off perfectly and landing perfectly and going from port to port. All the nonsense of years ago doesn't exist. Well, they're really intense in their work. That doesn't do it. The people stopped worrying. It's not that the intenseness of the security makes the difference, but as people stopped worrying, people started to go for the joy of their journeys. And the people who were afraid of flying didn't fly. And you see, they're the ones who put fear into the air, and it was never there. But what do they care? They did whatever they wanted to do, you see? And we do care with our gentle words. I come off the airplane when I come from a flight, and I say to the pilot who's standing at the doorway waiting for congratulations for a flight well made, just another job, you know, and I say, boy, you guys know how to make us feel comfortable on our flight. I didn't have one rumble in my tummy. I didn't have one. You made everything so great. You are super pilots and a super staff. And they all, yeah, yeah, sort of startled because they don't get that often enough. Now, just imagine if every person who got off that plane said, wonderful job, Captain. Wonderful job, hostesses. Wonderful job, stewards. Wonderful job. You guys make my flying time just terrific. But you're in the back of second, third class. Yeah, that's all right. It didn't matter. It's all the same plane. It all had the same courtesy. Yes, my food was cold by the time it got to me because first class got it hot, you know. But that's all right. Hey, I'm not getting on this airplane to eat. I'm getting on this airplane to go someplace. And I can just cuddle up in my seat and go to sleep, and there I am. There. No driving. No, nothing, you know, I just wonderful. It's just as silk as can be. Now, those are gentle words. And those are gentle words that we could learn to say more often. And to say it to ourselves, gentle words. I like me. Say it to our friends. I like you. Say it to our world. I like you. You see, when we are saying these gentle words all the time, we're having these gentle experiences, and life is a wonderful gentle experience, but it's up to us to make the statement. Are you ready to claim a gentle life experience? Mm-hmm. I do.
I do.
I do all the time.
I do too.
And people say, well, gee, how come all your flights are so beautiful? How all your adventures are so wonderful? Well, because I don't expect them to be any different. Expect them to be different, and they'll match up to your expectations. But a gentle word brings about a very gentle, wonderful response. Think these thoughts, speak these words, and enjoy them, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.